Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Been a while, isn't it?
Hello!
Your time has come. 22 years of disappointment. You've been waiting, and I understand. And I've been there, watching, year after year, if you go after third round, first round, Vauxhall Motors, Grimsby Town, numerous championship clubs, MK Dons. But now, it's your time. It's me, talking to you. It's the football gods. I'm back for 2019, and yeah, you thought McLaren was going to work out. You thought, you thought this club was a mess. It was only going one way. Well, you just watch. Because the FA Cup is coming home.
It's not.
Right.
No chance. Well, you've won one game in the FA Cup in, what, 22 years?
That.
Trevor Sinclair, 1997.
Right. So a lot of people in there.
So confused, aren't they?
Tanvir won't know what that is.
Do you know early testing Tanvir? Do you know who Trevor Sinclair is?
No chance.
You do?
No.
You
no,
do?
He doesn't.
Fuck
no,
me.
He knew that. I knew he wouldn't know that one.
Trevor Sinclair, he played in the 2002 World Cup for England. It's got nothing to do with QPR.
Well, how old was he? Was that, how old were you in 2002?
That's basic knowledge.
Five. He's 5 years old. Anyway, anyone out there, look at that T-shirt. Anyone out there that doesn't know what that is, stop the pod. No, don't stop the pod. Keep watching. Come back to it later. Just type in Trevor Sinclair scissor kick. Or overhead kick. Bicycle kick. The greatest bicycle kick ever scored in football.
One of the greatest goals of all time. And that was the last time we won an FA Cup third round game. An FA Cup game. At the in the first 90 minutes. So we've lost first round games in that time because we're in Division 2. But we beat Leeds on Sunday. Some real cutting edge in this squad, Flav. Very excited about
Did
what
we're
going to
Did you give a
achieve.
Shit about the FA Cup?
Absolutely. I didn't realise how much I cared about it. It was about quarter past ten or something. I was in bed with the missus, just reading. And because we don't have sex anymore. And we do occasionally. Got one book
Speaking of sex,
Tanvir on the ones and twos.
Sex appeal.
Slaying. Hang on, let me finish my story.
Sorry.
And
sex taboo.
Welcome to One for the Weekend, by the way. It's good to be back, isn't it? And I went, I've missed the draw. Because I don't get to enjoy the FA Cup draw.
Yeah.
FA Cup third round draw, you're like, we're going to get a championship club who are just above us and they're going to beat us 3-0. Like we did, we got Leeds. I thought, oh fuck, here we go again. We only got them beaten, haven't we?
So then I'm like,
get me phone out. And then I'm seeing messages, WhatsApp messages from Dom going, buzzing with the draw. I'm like, go away, I want to enjoy this for real.
Yeah.
Thank God for BBC, because you can like whiz it back a bit. And I was able to watch it and it looked like QPR hadn't come out yet. Neither had Brentford. And then Arsenal was still in, Man United was still in, Spurs Palace was still in, Spurs were still in. And I had a funny feeling we were going to get Spurs or Arsenal.
Yeah.
But then in that moment, I was like, my heart was going.
Really?
Yeah. Felt alive.
And
I was so pleased. We got Portsmouth away.
I found that in the paper
We're going all the way.
I found that in the paper.
I get that. Because you're going to lose in the semi-finals anyway. We could go far in this competition. Beat Portsmouth away. Yeah. Then there's like Brentford are playing Barnet. Then we're going to get Brentford. We're going to beat Brentford handsomely. And then we're like, and then where are we? We're fifth round. That's a quarter finals.
If
woo!
Would you replace Steve McLaren with Ian Holloway right now?
No.
No.
If those who don't know, when Ian Holloway was sacked,
that doesn't
or
mean...
he resigned. No, no, I'm not digging you out here. Yeah. He was crushed. He was crushed, and we had so much fun putting up signs around the office and bringing up Ian Holloway in every conversation.
I'm so happy at how wrong I've been. He's tearing out that guy.
Could be a cup final for you as well.
What did I keep saying to you? I kept saying to you, he's won the league in Holland.
Yeah, as a troll.
He knows.
Thing.
No. I was saying he's a good manager.
Okay.
He's won the league with Twente.
He's won the treble in a way with Man United.
Yeah.
He was the catalyst for that. Tavi, you won't know, despite being a Man United fan, because it was before. He doesn't. I just.
You
despair. Anyway, Tanvir, look, Tanvir is struggling. We're gonna
sex appeal.
Sex appeal. Tanvir's struggling a little bit. He's not feeling well, but he's coming especially for the pod just to do it because he was like, "Who else is gonna do it?"
Don't care. Tanvir. So he's just told us that he's gone. He's dropped from 13.5 stone down to what, Tanvir?
11.5.
Shit the bed.
Did it? Is that what it was? Do you know actually he was saying? Do you want to say what you were saying before the podcast started? Just to say very quickly, we will be talking about footballers' wags. We will be talking about Spurs versus Man United. We'll be talking about if Spurs can win the title. And we've got some new exciting Flames advice. And there's a few derby games as well. Just so just in case you're wondering about the football. Tanvir, do you want to just tell us about what you said to me before the podcast started? What? About Indian people. Came out of your mouth.
Indian people always eat spicy food, so we've always got the shits. What? That's not like...
Only on this
not,
podcast.
It's not yeah,
didn't,
is that true?
My mind.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So it's a well-known thing in the Indian community that everyone...
did you walk out, did you walk like, out the toilet and go...
All right, Rajesh, I've still got the shit. No, I think it's not like... no, it's just like, people just know you're always eating spicy food, so you're just on the shits.
Yeah.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. I've found with red wine.
Is that
the
your
opposite? It has the opposite effect.
Oh right.
Yeah.
What? Solidifies.
What?
Yeah, it's almost like a.
We're in the mood today.
This
guys.
Is disgusting.
This is quality. Reasons to listen. Apart from that, on iTunes, go subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. New thing. We're going to do reasons to listen, and I'm going to read out three reviews from. The reviews on iTunes. So go head over there and do it right now. So here's a few. The Viewer 65 says, genius. That's his tagline.
It's not genius. Well, no.
Let me read it out for you.
Oh, he hasn't finished. I thought that was it.
Does exactly what it says on the tin. It is by far the best podcast you've never heard of. Been a fan listener since 2016. Bring back the phone calls in 2019. Just did it.
Nah.
And being in new bits because I love the mini discussions that happen, like footballers' wags or birds and that. Best part about the pod is the chemistry between Flames.
Because that's like, well, like...
That was one note. annoyed, !! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's gone with the headline. Still get excited when a new one gets released. Started listening to this when it was the Long Ball Street, maybe 3 years ago.
Yep.
That time I checked in. Just been fed, feel sleepy. SKNSSN says this.
That's
this last one.
Is it good?
He's gone with that. That's probably one of the best chickens we've
had. One of the best beginnings we've ever had. Just been fed. Incredible.
And SKNSSN, he's gone with the headline. Just checking in. And he says, not just a cracking podcast, but a cracking bunch of lads. Very kind. I've got a question for you. All three of us. Which manager in the Premier League do you think has the biggest wang?
Oh, good question. I wish you'd told me that before so I'd really think about it. Mm. Let it percolate.
What rises up in your mind? Which manager's penis?
I reckon Sean Dyche is passing.
It just overly sways.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no need for it. He's like moved an inch and it's gone.
Yeah, no, he gets some boots strapping, straps it around his leg.
Yeah, yeah, like people do around their ankles, like electrical tape.
Yeah, he gets ready to bed with his missus and his wife goes, I just can't tonight.
Do you know who I reckon? What's his name? Hoosen Hoodle. Bratwurst, isn't it? On that.
He strikes me as someone who's into some really niche porn.
Because he's German. Oh, Austrian. Keep getting that wrong. Tavir is on the ones and twos. R Coin said on a podcast recently, or last week's, because
excuse me,
Tavir wasn't here. He said, I miss
Adam.
Tamvir with an M. I miss you
I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him.
There, you missed Tamvir.
12 likes on that. So
I was one of them.
We're getting there.
I think you was you. I you like your own. Yeah.
It's got separate accounts, isn't it? Testing Tamvir. Here we go. So Tamvir's full knowledge is it blows my mind how bad it is. But maybe he's just young.
It's terrible.
But people in the comments seem to agree with us. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to find the biggest player, the most well-known legend of the game that Tamvir doesn't know. It's going to be difficult to top Trevor Sinclair, but I've got three here.
Go on.
So Sadie Salah says, does Tamvir know? So first of all, Kevin Keegan?
Kevin Keegan, yes.
Good.
Why?
What's he done? Who did he play
Newcastle.
For?
At least I'm not right, fine.
Okay. Here's another one. Ian Rush. That's Ian Rush.
I don't know.
But he wasn't born when he was playing.
No. Ian Rush. Come on.
He wasn't born when he was playing, though. He doesn't know.
I don't know him.
But he wasn't born when he was playing.
I don't care. So that's not an excuse. No, but
Jim, we know he doesn't know anything, right? So giving it telling.
It's not my job to know anything. Yeah. I just edit a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
What does he do? What's his job?
I don't know.
The social bits? He just gets.
But
it gets what? Crap and froze on. What was your first?
He downloads nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay, and Dan Mallon's asked, has Tamvir heard of Robbie Keane? Surely.
Yeah,
no. Roy Keane, you're thinking of. Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane, haven't heard of him.
Fucking hell, Tamvir, what are you doing here? Robbie Keane.
You were backing him up like Arsenal. 2 seconds ago.
No! He was a Spurs forward. He's the record goal scorer for Ireland. He literally retired.
Ian Rush is the record goal scorer for Liverpool.
No, Ian Rush is. I'm fine that he doesn't know it.
No, that's ridiculous.
Because we know he knows. Ian Rush. No, but we know he knows nothing. So don't test him with Ian Rush. You test him with Robbie Keane.
Kevin Keegan.
Robbie Keane is a joke.
Kevin Keegan, though.
All right.
You're a fucking joke.
Let's know.
What a player.
You make me.
Let's know even more obvious footballers that the whole world knows that Tamvir might.
Do you know what it is? He knows.
Please,
he only.
We do this genuinely, though. By the way, if you do know them, please say.
Yeah.
Because this is killing me.
No, he has to prove it. That's how we know he knows it or not. Listen, you know the reason why he doesn't know this stuff about football. One, he's probably not that interested in it, and he only retains information that leads to him getting Poonani.
Mm, that's all he cares about.
That's all he cares a shit about. Is female genital parts and how to get inside them.
I respect women over here on this side of the camera, okay?
I'm not saying you don't disrespect them.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're doing right now, what you're trying to portray.
Let's talk about football, shall we? Because I tell you
we
what.
We have to.
I've had a look at the fixtures this week. There's a couple of derby games in there.
Still doing this one.
One or two.
Yeah. All right.
It's my most successful tweet of the week.
I really
love it. follow me at James Alcott, LLT, and you can get in on the fun.
Mm.
Okay. West Ham versus Arsenal, 12:30 on Saturday is the next stop, Turkey derby. A lot of Arsenal players have gone and played for West Ham, then they never do better after that. You don't go to West Ham and then turn it around.
No. No,
next stop, Turkey, where footballers go to die.
Yeah. Darius Vassell.
Yeah. There's loads, isn't there?
Dalian Atkinson.
Do you know, the one player who went to Turkey, turned it around, Les Ferdinand. He was at QPR, went there, came back.
Where did he go?
Went to Trabzonspor. Something like that.
I'm not going to say something. I always say this. But they do love a certain type of footballer from England, don't they?
Do they? Yeah.
I'm not going to say it, but says it anyway.
I'm not going to say the racist part of it because people are going to accuse me of
it. Is it racist, though, or have you just seen a pattern there?
I've seen a pattern.
Is it racist on your part? It's not racist. You're just seeing it. You're not being racist. You're just observing a pattern.
I'm observing.
That could be racist.
Yeah, but it also sometimes that it takes a racist mind to see patterns that other people see.
And you're not sure where you are.
I really hope I'm not a racist, but I might be a bit racist here. But I've just noticed a pattern of them buying certain type of footballer.
Yeah, well, like Dean Saunders.
Dean Saunders, did he go?
Yeah, he was at Galatasaray.
No, that's
Steve Harkness. Is that what you mean? Plays like that.
Yeah. cheers, Jim.
3 o'clock kickoffs. A lot of derby games. Brighton versus Liverpool, which is the left wing fan derby.
Oh, right.
Burnley. Good. No?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, fine. That's clever.
Carry on. Burnley versus Fulham, which is the socio-economic class derby. Working class north versus upper class south.
Very good.
That's from Stuart. Tweet me that. Thanks, mate.
Cardiff versus Huddersfield. A lot of people, Cardiff versus Huddersfield, go, oh, how is this the Premier League game derby? Lazy. Do better than that.
No, you're taking the perception because you're like... It's patronising. And that they're going to be saying this about your football club if you ever come up.
But what annoys me is when someone who's clearly a Liverpool or an Arsenal fan just do something that bigs up their team as a derby.
Yeah, I'll have it as... They should both go down and never be seen again, Derby.
Well, actually, it's the Room 69 manager Derby.
Yeah,
Ben Spanton Walker, thank you, mate. Because you've got David Wagner, you put in a couple of weeks ago, and Neil Warnock, who I've been campaigning for for years.
I'm glad you're finally crediting these people as well.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Neil Warnock.
I do listen.
Neil Warnock is. He went for the jugular at Spurs. Many times.
What do you mean?
Just came out, kept attacking us.
He's got nothing to lose, is he?
Yeah, but
he just wants a bit of attention.
It's weird. It's like
he'll keep him up.
He will keep them up.
Oh, no, he will. He probably will. He probably will keep him up. I'm just
utter shithousery.
It's just that's just like why are you talking so much? Why are you bothered by it?
Less of that. Because he's the most famous element of Cardiff City.
Oh God, imagine that. Imagine that. It's like. What do people know Cardiff for? Neil Warnock.
Yeah.
Who's been there for like 2 years.
Well, he was QPR manager and he did brilliantly with us. You know, he got us back into the Premier League.
That's what he does.
Amazing. No, but he...
That's bread and butter.
But he bought Adel Taarabt, who no one knew about at that moment in time. Jamie Mackey. Sean Derry, who was like at the end of his career. Clint Hill, who was at the end of his career. Mm. And Heider Helgerson. And we won the league.
You didn't win the league, you won promotion.
We were champions.
No.
We won the championship.
Yes.
All true.
Yeah, you won.
Won the league title. You can't imagine what that feels like. To win, to be top of the pile, number one.
I've said this numero so many times. I'm not going to say it again. Actually, fuck it, I am. Winning promotion
is not
making champions.
We won the championship.
There's one champion.
Where did we finish in the league?
One.
Thank
number
you.
Number one. You're the one. First to get promoted.
Finished one.
Finished one.
But so he
shouldn't even have a trophy. They shouldn't even give him a trophy.
You shouldn't.
Like the fact there's a playoff trophy is a joke. Well, they're just giving them away now, are they?
Someone's jealous. Can I have one?
Ooh.
Maybe soon, League Cup. Never know.
How have you, like, on your massive arms, how have you
people have been going, like, tensing them and I'm not.
No, yeah, I've got big arms. How are you, still got a tan, like your tan line. What's that about?
Do you know, I argue with fam about this because I go, for some reason, my skin's like, it's just a tiny bit darker for a white man. Mm. And she laughs at me.
Why?
She's like, you're all the same shade. I went, that's a shame.
That is a shame.
That is a shame.
I mean, because I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
You're not allowed.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. All right, let's give it a flower. Crystal Palace versus Watford, which I'm calling, this is my one. The dangerous sky creature derby.
Can I ask you another thing? Why is your penis always like much darker than the rest
my
of your
penis?
Body? All everybody's, I think.
Good,
I assume.
Just want to clear that up.
It's much darker. Like I can imagine yours is like pretty much.
Well, what are you gonna say?
Well, if you're like,
he's pretty much what?
What's with the race shit today, lad?
No,
I'm just saying. Like, he's because of the complexion of his skin.
Yeah.
My penis is pretty much what?
Darker than your skin.
Oh, okay.
And mine is as well. Mine's like a. I've got. Like,
I know what he's gonna say.
I've got a penis of a Mediterranean man.
Have you?
No, you don't. Right.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the football?
Go on, then.
Fucking hell. Where I don't know. Unless you want to carry on with this. Yeah, I don't know where
there's
you
no comments.
Just
what colour?
Just
the shade. Just shade. Just and be as like it's like a paint mix.
No,
like,
no,
I don't want brown.
Yeah,
or white.
No,
or
no.
Pink.
Be as
I want
as
very descriptive.
I've got you know the hex code that you get on Photoshop. Find out the hex code of your penis and drop it in the comments.
Yeah, please do, and we'll read out the best ones next week.
Sure. Anyway, I like that one. Crystal Palace versus Watford, the dangerous sky creature derby. You've got the hornet and the eagle.
Nice.
I like that one. Leicester versus Southampton, the Mark Draper derby. Google it. Chelsea versus Newcastle at 5:30 on Saturday. This is the clubs with relatively similar histories who took massively different paths based on who decided to buy them derby by Peter Offaney.
Thank you, mate.
Very good. Into Sunday, Everton versus Bournemouth. It's the Coy Eddie Howe derby. The reason I've called it this is because Eddie Howe's a Everton fan. Mm. And that's a logical step, isn't it, Everton?
Yeah.
But he never says a word about it. like everyone goes, oh, he'd be great at Arsenal.
Yeah.
No one really talks about the Everton angle. Surely that's the job for him next.
Yeah, Marcus Silva isn't doing what I thought he would do at Everton.
Not yet. They're on a bit of a bad run.
Sometimes takes time.
They have got. They spent a lot of money. They should do. They should be starting to push a bit. It's a funny job that. But yeah, I reckon Eddie Howe is deep down. He kind of wants. If there's any kind of media attention about him going to another club, that's the one he wants. He wants to go to. Yeah, definitely. Then Spurs versus Man United, 4:30 kickoff. That's becoming common, isn't it? 4:30.
Yeah.
Not 4 anymore. And I've called this one the Who Do You Want Now Derby.
Right.
Because over the years, Man United is just like, just cherry pick. Yeah, I'll have Carrick.
I'll have Berbatov.
Yeah, I'll have Berbatov. Yeah, I'll have Sherry. Yeah, I'll take him. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We'll have Pochettino then.
Times have changed,
Daniel Levy. No.
Times have changed, haven't they?
Well, and I saw this on Manchester Evening News, how Spurs have changed Man United's transfer strategy. And essentially, the article just goes, before they go, he's quite good, this Carrick lad. Should we get him?
Yeah.
We go, and they'll go, oh, no, we're not selling him. And give us Carrick.
Yeah.
And then that's just happened a lot, hasn't it? Especially in the Premier League, any good player that they've had.
Yeah, but Spurs' position in the transfer market, isn't it? It's the same and probably always will be. Man United's sort of mini demise has taken them out of that kind of power free of Barcelona, Man United, and Man United. Yeah, but they're on pitch and having a mad manager and that.
Yeah,
it doesn't make it an attractive proposition. But there are three clubs in the world that people don't say no to, and it's generally those three. The difference, and I would say this is down purely to Pochettino's personality, is he's not like, so far, he's not like most other people in football where ultimately they just want to do what they want to do.
Mm.
He's a manager who's come out and said, I will never ever manage Barcelona because I captain Espanyol. How could I? That's weird. That like you think of other people that said that kind of stuff is Totti. You know, I will never leave Roma. Yeah. He never did. The fact that he's ruled himself out at one of the biggest clubs. Like, who doesn't want to play manage at Barcelona? It's almost more famous. It's almost more romantic than Real Madrid.
And you know, this is an Argentinian, isn't it? It's not a lot of Spanish guy who grew up in around that place. And where is Espanyol? I've no idea.
It's Barcelona.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then played for them. He's come over from Argentina, but he's still got sucked into the morals of that. So he's obviously quite a moral guy, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. And he said, like, obviously, like, it goes without saying, I'll never manage Arsenal. And and he said about loyalty and stuff. So I think it's not just a case of Spurs changing Man United's policy in the transfer market. Our players cost a fortune. If you want to buy one of our players, it's going to cost an absolute fortune. And then you have to deal with Daniel Levy as well, who's notoriously difficult.
And you've got the loyalty of Pochettino, but the overall rise of Spurs as well.
Yeah.
That's like the gap between Spurs and Man United in the day. Yeah. Yeah, there is none.
Not on the pitch, there's none.
Exactly.
But on a financial level, there is. Obviously, Man United remain the biggest club in the world. But they're not behaving in the transfer market like they are the biggest club in the world. And to get to the cost of... I think they're kind of acutely aware of the cost of things now. And going to Spurs, it's much easier for them to go somewhere else.
Mm.
To get Pochettino in at Man United, they've already... What, 22 million to get Mourinho out. He's just signed a new contract like 6 months ago, so he's got 5 years left.
Mm.
It would cost them like in the region of 50, 60 million. Crazy. He's on a huge wage. I think he's one of the best paid managers in the Premier League. It's a nightmare for Man United if they want him.
And like I said, the big thing is now, before it was always, well, why wouldn't I? Now it's, but it is, why would I? There's a creeping of why would I?
That's legitimate, huge,
isn't it? Yeah. That is such a huge
and
thing.
And it's down to his work.
Yeah.
And Levy as well, but it's down to his work. Mm. That he's actually got us into a position where he's like, well, I don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't need to go. And he doesn't. But, you know, he talked about in the other video about him saying, I would like to stay at Spurs for 20 years. That wasn't the just definitive statement. He caveated it with Spurs need to change as a football club. We need to start spending.
Show me the
because
money.
The way we've boy with behaving won't guarantee success.
It was in the press conference, you know, when there's like one player who's got to be with you for a press conference, like England was Sissoko with him. And he's like, because I don't want to have to do that again. I don't have to deal with that again. Okay, we've gotten away with it. I figured it out, right? Just run and stop people. Get it. Yeah. But I don't want to be have to be doing that again. It's exhausting. Just let me get the good guys in.
I love Musa.
He's doing well, isn't he?
Very well.
He's doing very well.
Spurs fans are looking at each other going, wow. Where has this come from? And once again,
what do you
again,
think is, what would be your explanation for it?
I've never seen it in football before. Football teaches you something every day, a new thing every day. I think that, so I used to think, he's a form player, he needs to believe in himself. And I used to think, that's bollocks. Like, you're just not as good as someone else. But I think it's just for faith. There was this period where he was getting, we were being, the bar was so low with him, right? That the Spurs fans were giving him praise when he had a 6 out of 10 game. It was like, fuck, see Sissoko, he wasn't shit. And there was like a mood around the stadium, especially away from home, where they were getting behind him.
Right.
And they were sort of cheering everything that he did. And instead of going, for fuck's sake, and groaning, there was this shift.
Yeah.
And now, like, people are singing, like, they'll sing his name as loud as anyone else's. That's and he has his own song now. You know, Alderweireld doesn't even have his own song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got a difficult name, isn't he? Mm.
That's a massive part of it. We've got Bright Sae Samuel. Like, it's quite difficult to turn that name into a song. We need to do that though.
What's he called?
Bright Sae Samuel.
Bright Sae Samuel.
Yeah, first name's Bright.
Mr. Brightside, something like that. He's Bright. We got a great song we don't sing about for Tongan.
That we don't sing about for Tongan.
Yeah, we it's kind of sung in pubs, but doesn't get us.
Right.
He's got a massive cock, he has Ian. He tucks it in his football sock, the Ian. He shagged his bird, now she's dead. He swings his cock around her head.
Oh, right. That was a real thing.
He shagged his bird and now she's dead. He swings his cock around his head. Jan Vertonghen, Tottenham Superman.
Amazing. It's a shame. Footballer's wang. Terrace banter there.
Yeah, shame doesn't get aired that one.
Do you know what? I think there's 4 seeds, but I can only remember 3 though. And if you've got one, it can lead to the others, which can lead to your performance being better. So it's like concentration, like if you've got confidence, that will lead you to being more committed in what you're doing, and because you're not worried about other things, you're concentrating more.
Yeah.
And those 3 things together will then allow you to sort of your performance levels to go up. And I wonder if that's the element with any football club. Yeah. Like Stoke City at the moment are like an utter mess. I was chatting to Craig about it. He's saying like that at the games it's just awful because the crowd are like they're on the edge of their seat ready to go. Oh, for God's sake!
Yeah.
Whereas, like, he came to the great FA Cup win. He was about Rangers winning 2-1 against Leeds United. They were top of the league, ready to win the championship, about to be title winners. Yeah. And he was like, God, the atmosphere's like, it's really good because we've got a load of young guys who were going, oh, come on.
Yeah.
And that plays such a massive part in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's amazing that he's turned it around. Great. Last one, on Monday, you got Man City Wolves, which is the We Beat Liverpool Domestically Derby. Thank you, Jake, for that. Let's do Who Am I, then we'll do a preview to Spurs versus Man United. Right. And we will ask the question, can Spurs win the title? Or who is going to win the title? Because this is going all the way, people. Right, Who Am I? Sorry, I need to do it.
Yeah, someone, I noticed in the comments, someone said he didn't
They were upset about it, weren't they?
Is it 'cause you, did that. You feel awkward in front of Rory?
Did, I really did. I felt right with you.
Yeah.
But with Rory, he just sort of goes, he sort of does that. He can put his hand, he's quite a civilised man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's tried hard.
Mm. He was great though. But we both agree he needs to get his hair cut.
Yeah, he looks like, this is kind of a niche reference, you came with it, Teen Wolf from the 1980s.
Yeah,
he's sort of growing outwards, like he's been in the wind tunnel, but his hair's growing outwards. Yeah, mad hair.
So, last week we asked you, 2 questions actually. Which player played in 7 FA Cup finals between 1991 and 2005?
You've Hang said on, his I don't name. Know this. I don't know this one.
No, you don't. You've said his name in the podcast today. Tanvir.
What's his question?
I'll give you the answer. Roy Keane was the answer, or Robbie Keane, if you're Tanvir. Which 5 goalkeepers, we asked, played in 2 or more FA Cup finals between 2000 and 2009? The answers were David James, David Seaman, Tim Howard,
Petr Cech, and Roy Carroll. Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him. Scumbag.
Oh, yeah. The ball went over the line. That was mad. When the, it was, what was his, who did the shot? It was the...
Pedro Mendes.
Yeah. The shot from the halfway line against Man United. Spurs Man United.
Yeah.
Lovely ball, link, because we're going to be talking about it in a sec.
The ball went in. Ooh, the... So in. Completely in the goal.
Yeah. And they didn't get... And Roy Carroll, like, scooped... Well, he saved it. Went like that, didn't he? Went in.
Yeah.
And scooped it out.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it before or since. He got all itchy.
What
if you watch the footage of it, go watch the footage of it after this podcast. He goes with his shirt, I don't want to do it because I've got my mic on, but he kind of, he just like started going, started like wanting to almost like pull his shirt up or off him.
Really?
Because he got this like, I think he was just like so aware that it definitely went over the line, but he's trying to play it cool, that he was like, you could see he got itchy.
Really?
That's really bizarre. Mad. Because I remember watching it, I was like, he had this like allergic reaction to the bullshit of him trying to like go,
yeah,
it's fine. So yeah, Roy Carroll. This week on... I am a defender who was born in December 1985 and I made my Premier League debut in 2006. I'm a Premier League winner. I'm a Premier League winner, League Cup winner, Champions League winner and Europa League winner. The year I won the Champions League, the other team I had played for in the same season was relegated from the Premier League. I played in three games at the 2014 World Cup.
Did Craig get this one?
He did. It took him a while. It was, I was sort of carried on working like 40 minutes late. He's like, is it? Right, Spurs versus Man United. Man United, right? Aren't they?
Yeah, like...
Turned it around a bit.
Like... Every game he wins, I think it's another day we don't have to talk about Pochettino. Because like the narrative's changed now, isn't it? It's like, can he get a job? Before it was like, give Pochettino the job. It's now it's,
can he get the job?
He doesn't look like he fits in.
No, he doesn't. No,
I mean, he's always been weird. Like, he's always a weird-looking bloke. Like, he looked young, didn't he? He looked really young. Now he looks like a really young... You know the people
that
get... No. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, the people that age when they're babies, they look like they're 80. It's like this condition.
Yeah, they look like Phil Mitchell.
It's really sad.
Oh, but he looks like a natural thing. Oh, right. No, I know what you mean. Sorry. Yeah, go on.
No. It's like this degenerative disease where they're 10 but they look about 75. Mm. That's what he's got, I think.
Is what that he looks like he's got now.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually got that.
No.
He's just a weird looking guy.
His voice is strange.
That's
as well.
That's my punditry for the game.
Thank you. I'll pick up from that. He feels a bit like a competition winner.
He's so happy to be there.
Yeah.
It's like no curfew for him. But you see when they went, like everybody, all players have a curfew because they're young, rich, they take the piss because they're cool, they are.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of, just enjoy yourself. And that's what they needed because.
Yeah. And I find that hilarious that he would have come in. They're like, cool Ollie Gunner. They've got him in. And he's going, right, so look, what are my objectives? Let's get something in place. Because I want to understand what my goals are. Because I want to do well for the club. Because I love him.
Yeah.
And Ed Woodward or whoever's just gone, get him playing. Just let him play.
I don't think he did say that.
Let him play. But that was. But it was as easy as that. It was like, he would have gone in and go,
just play, lads.
You lot are great.
Yeah.
Honestly, guys, you guys are really good. Off you go.
Go and play.
Do less, wasn't it? Like, give him less information. Just go and, like,
Express
Harry Redknapp
yourself. Yeah. Yeah, go and express yourself.
Give it a Pogba.
And obviously, Pogba's flying. And sometimes, like, you're wearing these. The footballers, as I understand it, are temperamental beasts.
Mm.
They are very young. They've got lots and lots of money. They've been treated and told all things positive about themselves. So they have a distorted reality. And sometimes. You know, you've got players like managers like Mourinho who have a different way of managing that's been very successful for him in the past, and sometimes it just doesn't
click
with the players. And people like Pogba, who is like, you know, he's the epitome of the modern footballer,
which
is partly why he's.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Why he's hated by some of the old guard, and partly probably because he's black, why he's hated by the old guard. I'm not calling Souness a racist, but he's definitely a little bit. Because he keep picking on Pogba.
Allegedly.
Why isn't it like... I saw a really interesting tweet the other day where Kante is this kind of mild-mannered...
Do you know what's funny, actually? Sorry, just very quickly, because it links back in. How is it? You talk about Graeme Souness. Graeme Souness was manager at Galatasaray. He brought in who? Dean Saunders.
He broke the trend.
Harkness. Michael Thomas. Forget Michael Thomas.
The great, great tweet was like is the reason why people generally look at Pogba and think flash cunt, like don't like him, and love Kante. It's because people's perception of that's what we want black players to behave like, and we don't want him to be this flash person. Is it kind of ingrained racism? And
I'm not
totally
convinced
answer,
by that.
Because of your face?
Yep.
Not for me to answer either, but the it's an interesting question.
Isn't interesting.
You can't answer it.
Okay. Let us know in the comments below. Are they allowed to answer?
It depends.
Okay. Going into the game then, we're doing the kickoff. Check us out on the kickoff. You're going to be there, mate. You are, right? Spurs Man United, you said yes.
He'll be there.
So yeah, come watch us on the kickoff. How do you feel about the game then? It's a bit annoying that they've like, you could have done with an extra month with Mourinho, couldn't you?
Yeah.
A guaranteed win, isn't it, at home?
Yeah. This is Solskjaer's big test. Like,
yeah,
it's really good that he won five on the bounce. That's difficult to do in any shape. You know, there's enough. Winning football games is quite hard, even when you've got players like Pogba,
Lukaku,
and whatever. But this is a big test because Spurs are great, and they have been great for a while, especially at Wembley as well, winning home and away. So it is going to be a test. I think it's a different one than when a team that's playing with freedom and no fear, which Man United appear to be, probably have less impacted by other teams that way. They're just concentrating on what they're doing, whereas I think they were so steeped in. All right, this is where we've got to play. We have a low block. We've got to make sure stifle the game out, and then whatever it is, how we score goals. They weren't scoring goals on Mourinho, so that's part of the problem. But now they're playing with freedom, so I think they're going to be less impacted by the gravity of the task in front of them compared to what Solskjaer has faced before. Mm. So it's going to be a good game. I think it'll be an open game, it's a 50-50. I think.
You have to be favourites in this game just because of the teams that Man United have played in this run. It's like it's Huddersfield, Cardiff, Bournemouth are on just an awful run. Newcastle, like I think that's probably as good a four games as you could pick than Reading in the FA Cup. This is the real test for them now. And so say they are going to be more, and they have the talent to do it. They have the talent to win. But if say they're going to be a bit more
ambitious in how they play. That means they're going to leave. You would imagine they would then leave gaps for Spurs to explore.
Yeah, depends how they set up. And this is what's going to be interesting and kind of a test for Solskjaer, because Spurs have been playing a diamond in recent weeks with two up top and we're very narrow.
So the two up top are Kane and Son.
Yeah,
and Son goes, isn't it? Kane kind of holds.
Son kind of play drops off actually, and then tries to run in behind. Kane very much is the focal point, and it switches to a 4-2-3-1 often very quickly, depending on the scenario. But one thing it does leave is huge gaps and down the sides. So if they're playing with wingers like Chelsea the other night, they had Hudson-Odoi and Willian on the left, and while Hudson-Odoi was better than Willian, neither of them got a huge amount of success, but they got huge amounts of the ball. So it's going to be on how well Man United use that wide space if we play that diamond. The thing is though, and this is where the test comes in, is if Solskjaer, we're really hard to break down when we have the diamond. It's so compact. You've got a bank of four and then a bank of three that sits right in front of in the defensive area. And while there's space left to cross in, it's such a low percentage ball into the box when you've got so many players there.
Yeah.
It's not that, you're giving up space, but they're not really hurting you. Same with the way Leicester won the league, where they'd give you the space.
Yeah.
But they were so compact and
right, yeah, cross it in, we're fine.
Yeah, we're dealing with that. And that's the way we've been defending recently. So he's got to figure out that. And Chelsea and Sarri couldn't the other night, despite having 65% possession.
Interesting. 65% possession.
Yeah, they really kind of did dominate.
So moving on from that, it's strange how little people are talking about Spurs in terms of the title race. While it's so adamant that it's got to be Man City and Liverpool, when Spurs, you are right in there with the other two. Do you think Spurs can win the title this year? And if not, who do you think it will be?
I think it'll be Man City. Spurs can win the title, but we probably have to win every game like left in the league.
Is it that bad? What's the? Let me get the table up.
Well, I think both teams have had their blips.
Of Liverpool? And I think that's such bullshit. Everyone's going, oh, they won't lose this. Lost to Palace. Lost to Leicester. Like, they'll lose games. I think it's up for grabs. I think it's totally up for grabs. Yeah. And you've got a good run of games as well. How many games are you going to be losing?
Not many, but we lost to Wolves at home.
So I think I smell a wobble with Liverpool.
I mean, I hope so. I hope no one wants to see a runaway winner. And it's interesting that Liverpool are challenging Man City, and it's good for the league. But it would be great if there were like four teams in it.
Yeah. And I think, well, look, I guess, let's say what you're 6 points off. 6 points off. That's not, you know.
It's a lot.
It's not.
It isn't.
It's one defeat and one victory. Because 80% of the time, you're going to win football games. And right. So when the other team doesn't win.
It's two defeats and two victories. Which.
Sorry. Well, no, but if you get it to 3 points, then it's. Oh, yeah. Then the like. Then it's. That's how it works. If it's 10 points, Liverpool, Man City, after that Man City game, they go, oh, this is it. Done
how many
and
points are we off Man City?
Two.
It's 6 points at that at the top of the league is a lot. Like Chelsea had 8 points on us, and we never caught them in that title race a couple of years back.
Maybe
6 points is it requires two games in the season where they lose and you win. It's a big ask.
I think it's a very easy ask. I know, and that's probably being unfair because look at Liverpool. They've won 17 out of their 21 games. That's crazy.
Think about your league, the Championship, right? If Leeds are 6 points clear at the top, you don't feel like they're going to be caught, do you? 6 points?
Yeah. They're going to be caught in a week. Play Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. It's so easy to happen. I think we patronise the other teams a lot. And these guys can defensively do bits. And it's just football. It's basics. Like, teams drop points. I'll be amazed. If all three of you don't lose another game, you've lost five games this season. That's mad. You haven't drawn a game this season.
Yeah, we've won loads. We haven't drawn one.
You haven't drawn a game this season. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't win the league and lose five games. It used to be six. It used to be. I remember back in the day, you could afford to lose six games and still win the league. Now it's like, if you lose a couple, you're
I worry for Liverpool because of the centre back position at the moment. Lovren is a risk because as
well,
good as Van Dijk
injured
is,
as well now.
Was, yeah, true. So as and Gomez is out, I think that's going to make life a little bit harder for them.
I think
everyone's got to go through their little wobble, and I think Liverpool's is right now. How they react.
They've lost twice, haven't they? Although you can't really, the game against Wolves was a little bit because they changed so many. They had a 16-year-old centre back for the vast majority of the game.
Fair enough.
It isn't Liverpool, but you know, you don't want to lose game. And Wolves are such a good side. Like, I'm really, really impressed with them. I like the way they attack teams. Like Sean Dyche from Burnley can fuck off forever. All right. Fuck them. Like boring, terrible anti football. Right. Wolves come up with Nuno.
Yeah. Just spent a little bit more, haven't they?
Just go and play.
Spent a tiny bit more.
So what?
What do you mean? So what?
So what?
It makes a massive difference. So you think Man City are going to win it, and can Spurs win the title?
No.
Okay. I think it's going to be a lot. I think all three teams are going to be in it right to the end.
I mean, that'd be great, but you know.
Would you rather that, or would you rather just lose three now, and then don't put yourself through it?
No, because it's about mindset and learning, and you want the players to go through it, and you know, to win it now would be incredible, but it's so unlikely that you kind of just, you, no one's expecting it. So a title run would be a bonus towards the end of the season. And so my mate made this great point on the podcast, Fighting Cock podcast. He said the points total that we've had in the last 3 years would be enough to win the league in 6 of the last 18 Premier League games. So you're thinking, right, what you're saying?
Mm.
He's saying, if we just hang around at this point, just all we need to do is maintain.
Right, in 1 year it'll
just
drop.
1 year there won't be an anomaly inside. And it will be Tottenham. So just stick around. Yeah, yeah.
So Sam Allardyce. Sam Allardyce was like, we need to put this amount of crosses in. And we'll get a goal.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, it'll be fine.
Yeah, so like, we just have to wait for there not to be a Leicester or a Chelsea team that wins 13 on the bounce.
Right.
Or an elite Man City side. They'll always be there, I guess.
Yeah, that's the
problem. And that's the
The number's gone up now.
Yeah.
The number's definitely gone up.
But if we stick around for about 6 years, we might get one.
Who knows? Spurs versus Man United, Tanvir. I'm going to turn to you as well here, mate. Let's get some predictions.
He was looking at his phone. He wasn't even fucking. Is he talking to birds again?
I was.
You was snap-chapping.
Snap-chapping? What was that?
Snapping. You were snapping.
Just on the gram.
On the gram.
Man United versus Spurs. What's the score going to be?
2 on Man United.
No,
2 on Man United.
Fuck you.
Weathering.
Fuck you. 1-0 Tottenham. Who cares?
It's an interesting talking point, Flav.
Predictions, right? Score predictions are the worst.
I like them.
Do you? Why? What do you get from them?
Because you feel great. I got Man City Liverpool right the other day. 2-1, I said.
Okay.
it makes me feel good.
It means nothing.
2-1 is like the
easiest score
predict.
A few comments on those the other day.
A bit dirty, aren't they now?
They are a bit dirty. Give him a wash.
I can't.
Put them in a pillowcase. Tie up that pillowcase. Chuck them in the wash.
So I ordered them off the internet.
Sure.
And I was like, I got them out of the box and I was like, Jesus, they are Larry. But who sends shoes back in the post?
I think it shows a
Sam Peoples
sensibility.
Oh, Sam Peoples does, but he loves the process of administration and bureaucracy. My dog ate them as well. My dog's amazing.
Is it?
I love my dog so much.
Sorry, should we carry on? Your dog. Yeah, should we talk about football or do you want to?
No, football. Okay. Just got a lovely blue staff.
Blue?
Well, that's what it's called. Blue
stuff. It's not colour blue, is it?
It's grey, but okay. People say blue.
Very quickly, I don't even know if we want to talk about it. Actually, might just put a poll card up. Room 69, Wayne Rooney.
What'd he do?
We've all chat back at Sleeping Bill and had a couple of gins.
I have done that. A mate of mine was seriously ill and he was given some painkillers. And he was like, bang on them. And I was like, all right.
And take painkillers responsibly, please.
Yeah, and you're not talking about aspirins here. You're talking about, like, he could have died ill, right? And so I had one, and you don't know what's going on. I didn't know what was going on. I felt like someone had pulled a velvet curtain and just draped it over my head. So with a couple of gins, I could have become belligerent and not known.
Mm.
All right. I'm saying is
give
the bloke
a drink.
Isn't he the luckiest man on earth? Like, it could have gone the other way so easily. Like, he's got everything.
Yeah.
He got everything. And I'm not lucky. It's not lucky. He worked hard. Deserves it. But you look at him and you think, he's a scumbag. Looks like a scumbag.
Which I found hilarious.
Probably a scumbag. Have you seen the ratio to his facial features to the size of his head as well? It's all concentrated in the very centre of his face. And then he's got loads of space.
Really? Yeah, because he has. Yeah, I'm just looking at a picture now. I love this New York Post headline. What? Wife mortified after Wayne Rooney's airport arrest. This is news, by the way. Wayne Rooney got the hairdryer treatment. Clever, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry.
From wife Colleen over drunken airport arrest. Do you think so?
Yes, I do think so. Because if you put yourself... You put yourself in that situation. You're with your missus in an airport and you get arrested for being drunk and belligerent. She would kill you.
But I'll tell you what, he's gotten away with so much to that lovely mother. That is the mother of his children, that is Colleen Rooney.
But
that I don't think she's giving him the hairdryer because I don't see the point in it.
Yeah.
I think she goes...
She'd give up on him ages ago.
She just, do you know what, they get back in, you get the silent treatment, you get back in, you put the keys down, you close the door, and he goes, I'm sorry, I went. And it's not even a word, it's just, as she walks away, she just goes, and goes to bed.
He goes to bed. He goes to his tent.
Because she's too far in now.
And sups port.
What I would say there, and I'm not, you know, I hope they're having a great marriage and they're working through things.
I've been together since I was 16.
We all make mistakes. But she'd get a good deal, wouldn't she?
Huh?
She'd get a good deal in the divorce if she went for it.
Oh, yeah, she'd minted.
She'd do very well.
So maybe she doesn't want a divorce.
Maybe she does love him.
Maybe she does love him.
Maybe, yeah.
But, you know, after 16, been together since she was 16, you know, you got kids. Most men would probably do some stuff.
What the fuck?
I'm not saying shag grannies.
Yeah.
But shag things.
Footballers' wangs can happen to you. Look at me.
You've
I
seen
saw
two.
Tells.
Two.
Tells.
Better.
I haven't seen two.
It doesn't matter.
Occasionally it happens, but you know you gotta be strong. Whoa, whoa. This one comes from Lewis Bennett.
What's this?
My mate is an analyst at Watford. And one day, he was asked to get some information from Troy Deeney.
I knew Troy Deeney was coming out.
He asked Troy to write something down whilst in the changing rooms. He had just come out of the shower and dropped his towel to pick up the pen. Although he made no... So this is the analyst speaking here. Although he made no comment on Troy's package, he did mention that Stefano Akaka had the biggest wang in the Watford squad. If you've seen a footballer's wang, let us know in the comments below. Because we're running a bit dry now. I don't think I've got a wang in the backup.
Yeah, please let us know. I mean, it's quite niche. Not everyone else. Everyone has seen a footballer's wang before. But
part of me is hoping this is it now. So because bits come and go.
Yeah, they do.
Bits do come and go.
Michael Dewberry, he was on the Long Ball Street podcast that I used to do with Matt. You can go back and listen to it. He self-proclaimed as an absolute piece.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a killer man.
We do have a new bit though.
Like a bat.
So I think this one could have legs. Now.
Right. A new bit.
Bit request. There's a bit request.
All right.
So I saw this thing on Twitter over Christmas. I ended up doing a video on my channel about it. It was called the Didn't Happen of the Year Award.
Yeah, I know what this is. Do you know, I know the guy who runs it, actually. Not on a personal
level. Yeah, so I know another guy who knows him.
I don't know him, but he's very prominent on Twitter and very...
So you don't know him at all, then?
No, no.
Yeah, okay, then.
So for those who don't know, go check out my video. I think it should have more views than it has, if I'm honest. Because I'm always quite funny.
Not many search... You know, the search term...
True.
...doesn't...
True. It's a grower.
Yeah, it is a grower. Hopefully. And it's good content for your channel, because it looks good, and it's a very good video. But... Like, who's going to search for didn't happen?
Fair point.
Like, you know this. You've been working in this industry.
I know, but I'm trying. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
It doesn't matter about the views, does it?
No.
It's about the quality.
Yeah. It's about the quality. So, with this, I just like the concept of it. I like the idea of, like, we've all had stories. And this is the reason why I thought this would be good. Because I'd done the video, but then we were doing the kickoff, and someone was saying, I can't remember who it was. No, it might have been McCullough. It was Adam McCullough. He was saying...
We're talking about Gabby Bonglahor.
Yeah.
And he was saying how, yeah, apparently, when you know, everyone's got, like, when you've got the story and then you hear the name, you go, boom.
Yeah.
You go, you just want to talk about it. He goes, oh, I've got a story about Gabby Bonglahor. Apparently, he's addicted to Quality Street.
That is
the shittest.
And I was just like,
quite strange.
That's not true, Adam.
Just saying
That's just bollocks. I know we've got 2 hours to fill, but that's ridiculous.
I didn't say that.
Apparently,
but it didn't happen, did it? He's not addicted to Quality Street.
So this comes from this Twitter account that finds people who make stuff up on Twitter for retweets and likes. Mm. They're often around like a 3-year-old who says something incredibly profound that a 3-year-old could never do.
Yeah.
But I just—it's funny you say bring this up because this I had one.
Yes.
I tweeted the other day.
I've got it right here.
Oh, go on then.
Do you remember it? Do you want to say it?
It was like 3 days ago. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go on, you say it.
So yeah, Flav, I said this. Flav got a new idea. So what we wanted to do, just to be clear, so get in the comments down right now and let us know a story that your mate might have told you or whatever, and don't say if it. Don't just say it happened because it probably did happen. Because they wouldn't lie to you, would they? Well, we'll review it and decide
yes.
if it did happen.
Whether it's a lie or not. Happen.
We'll read out the best ones. So yeah, get your didn't happens. Do hashtag didn't happen. Makes my life easier. But Flav tweeted this the other day. This is one to kick us off, maybe. Flav tweeted this. Just seen a woman wrestling a bloodied swan on the side of the M4. Praise hands.
It was the greatest. And people dug me out. Like I got people tweeting me.
Adam Rosiebum, previously of the ones and twos, said didn't happen.
Like fuck that prick. Like what? Fuck him. You know what I mean? What? Three months he hasn't said a word to me, and then he comes out of the shell to dig me out. And you know, Tanvia's better anyhow.
Yeah.
So bloody swan, eh?
So yeah, and I got people at me, and in that account, Dota. Dota is it called Dota. Like didn't happen of the year, yeah. Wasn't it? And I was like, I mean, for the record, it absolutely did happen. I was driving along, I looked across to my left. Because people were slowing down, so I was like, what are they slowing down for? Mm. And lo and behold, there was a woman wrestling with this swan, blood all over it.
That scares the shit out of me, the idea of wrestling a swan.
Well, it could break her arm. As everyone knows, a swan's wing could break your arm.
Really?
Not really. That's just something someone said. Don't. Anyway, she's got blood all over it. And she's
Claret everywhere.
And she's grappling with this swan. And I presume what happened was that she'd hit the swan, felt guilty.
Right. And tried to... Oh, it was a bit like Freddy Got Fingered.
What?
Freddy Got Fingered in that film.
I know
film.
The film, but...
Yeah, he hits a cow and then he's like, oh, I need to kill the cow. So he goes, he gets a gun out and shoots the cow, but the cow just won't die and he's going... Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just think she probably wanted to get it to a vet. She couldn't leave it, like, right. Fucked.
Get in the boot.
So that's what I presume. So I tweeted it because I thought, that you don't see that every day.
No.
That is,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a spot.
That's tweet worthy, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a couple of people digging me out. And I'm like, what do you do in that scenario on Twitter? If you say, no, it definitely happened, they're like, yeah, right, whatever, yeah. Mate. Yeah. So you can't say that. You can't say that.
It is tough.
You've got to just go, all right, well, look, I'm not going to court any more attention.
Mm. And it is a dangerous spiral because, like, are we going to believe anything? What's better, believing in nothing or believing in everything?
And what kind of person really it takes such glee? It's like, what drives someone to go, yeah, that didn't happen, you're a prick. Rather than just letting people
it's
be.
Funny. It's just funny.
It is funny. It is funny, but it also comes from somewhere. It's almost like, it's like a rejection of the worst parts of people in society in that, the worst parts of what social media has done. So like Facebook and Instagram showing people only post themselves in the best light. It's not real. Instagram isn't real life. It's just people kind of, oh, I like that picture. Let me put it through a filter and get the likes.
Why are you...
Because that's your life, bro. That's what you do that all the time.
And that's what you're battling with as well, when you're churching.
You're not battling. No, he's battling because he's cleaning up.
Well, he's cleaning up, but there's always... How many times, out of 10, how many times is there that moment when you meet them, you actually meet them for the first time and you go,
That has happened a few times, but...
But you do it as well though, Tanvir.
Yeah, they do it to you, People look at you and they go,
They're probably like,
No, they're not now. No, you're
well, I'm here now.
You're looking peng now.
Let's get them off.
I'm here now, so...
Let's get those off.
Just pop those
down. Literally at the station, just like, let's get those off.
Yeah, I pay for my train ticket, so
pop those
let's
down.
Let's get them off. Right. So, let us know in the comments below. Didn't happen. Football related, please. football related? Because I bet there's a look, yeah,
to kick there's, us
I
off,
bet there's some purrs out there.
Do you believe that I saw a woman wrestling bloody swan?
No.
No.
You think I made it up?
I saw that tweet as well and I was like, yeah, that, fuck off.
I feel like really? You're exaggerating. Yeah. I feel like you're
Is it the way I wrote it?
What? It's just ridiculous.
Why were you doing praise?
Because it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. and like, if I can't share that on Twitter, what am I going to share on Twitter? Other than the greatest thing I've seen in my life.
Yeah. I believe you.
But what we're heading for here is a more, and I'm going to say it again, insipid Twitter experience. Right. Because people are so scared of being honest because they want to end up in this award.
They don't want to end up on an award.
True. So,
some said they are hilarious.
They are funny, yeah. Some of them, and they're often like politically motivated as well, aren't they? And they're the ones, get them. Like, there's nothing, there was no politics in me saying, I've just seen a swan being wrestled by a woman. Yeah. Like, what do I gain from it? I'm not making any point.
That was one that got to the final, was the guy, some guy goes, oh, just popped on the telly to watch Russia, Saudi Arabia. My 10-year-old son to me, he went, I go to my 10-year-old son, who do you want to support? And he goes, I don't know, who's got the better human rights record? # woke cup.
Woke cup.
Bollocks.
That yeah, never happened either.
So I can understand why people hate that, because it's like saying...
He stands by it as well, he's really annoyed.
Well, look, I can understand, because he's like, oh, look, I'm like my son, look how intelligent and understanding of the world he is, look how great I've raised him, look at how good my life is. That's what emanates from that kind of tweet. People are going to look at it and go, yeah, fuck this prick, just get him. I was talking about a swan that had been hit by a car. What do I get? It doesn't make my life any better.
I still felt the same way.
I've got to say, your reaction here is exactly why they wrote didn't happen.
Yeah. You're way too defensive.
You bit.
No, I bit here because I've got a platform. Yeah, this is my platform.
Right.
I created this bitch. I built it up. Like, without me, we wouldn't have got here.
Absolutely. A lot of people in the comments last week missed you, mate.
I missed them.
Yeah.
That's not true. I didn't really think about them at all.
Right, find a way time.
Okay, hold on. Before we start this next bit, I've really got to go to the toilet. I was waiting.
What, poo?
No, just the
piss. That's staying in. We'll be back with a review from Tanvir after these messages.
I'll be back.
We're back. Tanvir, of course, on the ones and twos, but was it a one or a two? Tanvir.
I just peed.
Just a wee. Yeah. # find a way.
It's the way.
It's Anthony, 14, sends in this. # find a way. Euro 2016, England versus Wales. Spanish speaking exam at what would have been the 30th minute. I cried when told, but with a bit of help, I found a way. The school was actually finishing early that day for the game, but my exam was still taking place. My mate, who wasn't really all there, was a regular in the old learning support centre where the bad lads go, had his exam 20 minutes before mine. Obviously, he didn't want to do it either. With a slight word of encouragement, he went into the language department office and unplugged all the recording devices that were being charged for the recordings later that day. Got called into the classroom about an hour before kickoff, 20 minutes before school was finishing for students to go and watch the football. I was told that the recordings were being postponed to the following week due to technical problems with the equipment. Fantastic. Then I left with two lads and sprinted home. Made it just in time for kickoff. Arrived home, no keys.
Oh.
I climbed the wall to get in through the back. It was locked. By this time, my mates are fuming. I promised them the game just at this time. My mate, who was reading text commentary through his phone, informed us of Bale's free kick. We stood deflated in my front garden. There is a moody cow next door who hadn't looked at me the same since I broke the door of her shed with a screamer a few days before. But I plucked up the courage to knock and ask if we could watch the game in her house. She said no, but also said she had keys to my house. This was the breakthrough. Got into the house, sprinted up the stairs and got to the TV on to see the highlights of Vardy's equaliser. All the lads in the house for the final half hour in which we witnessed Sturridge's winner. What a time to be alive.
It was great.
We always joke about this day as everything that could have gone wrong did. Quality only for us to sit in that same room and get knocked out by Iceland weeks later. We'll never forget that day, though.
They don't. Well done, found a way.
They don't.
You find a ways in.
He found multiple ways.
You had a unique moment, didn't you, when that goal went in, that Sturridge goal? You put your weapons down with Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV.
Yeah, but it's for work, isn't it? I had to. It's not like I could walk in and go, sorry, bosses, I'm not doing my job today because we're with Robbie. I do like Robbie. But yeah, a weird experience where I watched that game with DT, Robbie.
DT?
Yeah, DT was there as well.
Hello, DT.
Very, despite everything that you see of him on YouTube and all the other stuff, when you actually speak to him, he's like really normal and nice, pleasant. Like, he bought me a drink.
Yeah, so
it's like, I think part of it is obviously he knows what people want from him, and that's his business. Because you often don't get paid for being normal on YouTube.
That's the problem, isn't it? Yeah. The opposite's done him good, isn't it?
And I think all of us put on a bit of a show for YouTube, myself included. Like, I don't walk around all day pretty miserable and looking frustrated. Do I?
Disappointing headlines time. And I saw this newspaper and I thought, is this the headline we're about to talk about? It says, Neo-Nazi Terror, London. Then I opened it up and it was something else, Teen Herald. It was from ages ago. But the disappointing headline this week is, Wayne Hennessy, Crystal Palace keeper, denies making Nazi salute. You probably would have seen this everywhere. Here's another disappointing headline on the same issue. Wayne Hennessy, Football Association looking into alleged Nazi salute. So if you haven't seen this, there was a big hubbub, another one for you, about Wayne Hennessy after a meal. There's a picture of him. He's in the background. He's got his right arm up in the air in a photo posted on Instagram by Palace midfielder Max Meyer.
Do it.
No.
Because it can be clipped up.
I would clip that up and put it everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Yeah, he did the Nazi salute, didn't he? There's a kind of faux salute that people did after the war, taking the Mickey out of Hitler, but it's doing the Hitler moustache and doing so you could do one bit. No, don't do the other bit because that.
I'll do either.
No, don't.
I'll do that.
Don't do the oven.
That's right.
And then obviously everyone knows the Nazis,
the arm up.
The arm up.
Yeah, they're not stupid.
But he was doing it behind Max Meyer.
Max Meyer, yeah, German midfielder.
German midfielder. So I've got a couple of things on this. Mm. One.
Have you finished? Do you think it is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do. Although, Tanvir, you said.
Yeah, there's a picture of him going around. Where he's actually on the football pitch and he's calling someone and he's doing the exact same gesture, so it could actually get him out of it. But
because he claims that it was innocent, that he wasn't doing that. He said he waved and shouted at the person taking the picture to get on with it, and put my hand over my mouth to make the sound carry. Because of course, so if you hear me now, I'm talking like this. Can you hear me now? It's a lot louder, isn't it?
It did actually amplify a little bit. Yeah.
It did.
Can I? But and the other thing is, if he does that on the pitch all the time, as you would do for your gloves to get your message across.
Yeah.
If he's doing that every game, he's been playing. How old is he? How old is he, Hennessy? 31. So he's been doing this gesture for 12, 13 years, probably longer, because in the youth game. It would have been muscle memory. I'm trying to understand where he's coming from.
Do you know what I would say? my comeback to that would be, you'd go like that. You wouldn't go like that, would you? Why would you go like that?
Everyone does things differently. No, but I definitely think he did it. I think that, no. I mean, it's bad that he's come out, but.
It's storming a teacup kind of thing, and it won't go on for long. But I just love the language that he uses in his apology or whatever, his comment statement on it. He's going, it's been brought to my attention that frozen in a moment by the camera, this looks like I'm making a completely inappropriate type of salute. I can assure everyone, I would never ever do that. And any resemblance to that kind of gesture is absolutely coincidental. Love and peace. Love and peace. Love and peace. Just to be clear, I don't want a third world war. Wayne.
Right, and that should be the end of it. That's fine. Like, he's cleared it up. There aren't people still outraged by this, are there?
I wouldn't have thought so. Well, what I find slightly disappointing, or am I being unfair here? Let me know. Is it worthy of a Football Association investigation?
No.
And how does that even happen? Do they go, well, let's have a look at the photo.
Oh, yeah, it does look like it, to be fair. Let's, like, in a minute, does look like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But then he has cleared it up. He's made an explanation, so what do we do? Nothing,
yeah.
I suppose.
Is there any evidence? Well, there's the photo, which he's already cleared up, yeah, and it's his word against.
Yeah.
Basically, they've gone, Max, you bothered about this?
Yeah.
He's Max, gone.
Not really.
Probably not, really.
Yeah.
Should we leave it?
Yeah.
Let's leave it. That's it. It's not an investigation, is it?
Yeah, no, and that's it. That's the kind of fucking... The older I'm getting, the more... intolerant of outrage.
Right.
People love it, don't they? They love to be outraged and offended and to be honest, a group of lads together that are like matey, that is fucking tame what goes on. Like compared to what goes on, and anybody who's outraged is a fucking hypocrite because the shit you post in WhatsApp, whoever you are who was outraged by it, is as bad, but you're happily and freely kind of dig out Hennessy because of it, because you know you'll never get caught because you're not a professional footballer.
In my head, there's people on the tube, wherever they are watching this or listening to this, and they just to themselves they've gone.
Yeah. Like you think everybody listening to this now, think or watching it on YouTube, think of the worst thing you've shared. It might be something that you created. That someone's sent to you on WhatsApp and you've just forwarded it on.
I do that.
Flippantly.
I do that.
We all do it. Yeah, yeah. So, right, and then in the comments, if you're brave enough, if you post what it is, just an explanation under below, and we'll talk about it next week, as long as we don't have a brand sponsor.
Dangerous.
And it, you know, if you don't have to, but if you're brave enough, then do it.
But it's on you.
It's on you.
You take the repercussions.
Let me think about I'll tell you, I'll explain. The worst thing I've received today. Just give me a second. I don't know what it is yet because there's a group I never go in because it's just filth. Now I'm going to play this and I don't know what it is. Right? I have no idea what it is.
No.
And I'm going to turn the volume up because I can guess. What I'm looking at is a roller coaster.
Oh no. You should... Is this a good idea? Don't show it to the camera. Don't show it to the camera.
Right. It was a woman.
No!
It was
a... let them guess. What was it? Let us know.
I've got to tell them, haven't I? They want to know.
That's probably the best sound I could have asked for. I could have hoped for.
Yeah, there's someone...
I think they know.
It's kids. There's kids watching, isn't there?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, everybody, it's just we... human beings are filthy, right? We think terrible things. We share terrible things. And in private, we say terrible things. So when someone gets, like, outed for doing something like this, which I'm pretty sure he's not a neo-Nazi, right? If he was and he's bestowing that their politics... Then there's a massive issue. But he's
doing the rest of the course. Wayne, can we have one meal without you doing that shit?
Yeah, exactly. It's not an issue. Never was an issue. Just fucking.
Yeah. Got your Christmas present, Secret Santa.
Yeah, Mein Kampf.
Wayne, I know it's you. Stop buying me Mein Kampf.
I thought you'd like it.
Yeah. There's some good stuff in there. Right. Okay. Right. We finish off the podcast like we do every single week with some. Flames advice. My name's James. This is Flav. Together we are flames. And this is a good one. Now we're putting Bagel Guy to one side. I don't know if he's gone for it one last time.
What?
Rory said leave it, by the way. Rory said, look, enough. Like, he's embarrassed himself. She's made it very clear she doesn't want to be.
You gave out flames advice without us.
Well, I got Rory involved. Well, you weren't here, were you?
What was that called?
Oh, we didn't call it anything. It's still flames advice. It's just.
With Rory.
Rames advice? Rorms. Doesn't matter. Anyway, we need to move on to a new bit of Flames advice because other people need advice. So let us know. Hashtag Flames advice if you need some advice. Super Crunch It, quite like that name, says this. Now, this is a good one. Listen up, Tanvi. Lads, I need help. I'm stuck in a weird love-like friend zone, please marry me situation. It's a long story, but I shall try to condense it as much as possible.
How long?
It's quite long, but it's good. It all began in year 9, around 10 years ago, when I first realised that...
He started off 10 years ago. Jesus Christ.
It's all right, they're very succinct.
Right, go on.
Yeah. When I first realised that women... Yeah, you can. That women are not the playground enemy. I attended one of my first ever parties involving alcohol, and I was having an extremely good time. Everyone was very tipsy off of their WKD and Lambrini. Due to consuming what seemed at the time copious amounts of booze, I decided to rest my head in one of the spare rooms. Minutes later, a girl, brackets, who shall be called Shelley for this, that's Shelley, came in the room.
Shell down.
And big immediately up, started kissing me. Shelley was, still is one of my closest friends. So it was very weird at first, but the excitement and obvious boner in my pants soon helped me get over this fact. She was the first girl I've got with, you know, all the tongue action and hands on the head, etc. Hands on the head.
He just
grabbed her by the head. Just like that.
A pretty...
Come here. She's got both hands around her cranium. Come here. Let me kiss you.
A pretty fucking big deal at the time, and after that evening, every party we both attended, we would always end up getting with one another. This, however, was only as far as I would go, as we were only 13 to 16 years of age for this part of the story. Nothing came of this as in we never got together and became boyfriend and girlfriend. Instead, we both ended up getting into relationships with other people.
Yeah.
At that point, I was in love with another girl, and Shelley did not matter to me one bit. At least that's what I told myself, anyhow.
So they just got hold of each other and what, not like a little nosh or something?
I don't think so, just heavy petting.
Finger bang?
Just, not even a finger bang. Not even a finger bang.
Not even.
I thought that, when you're a kid, in your teens, you kind of go to fingering very quickly. Do you know what I mean? It's like kissing and then, look, I better finger.
Yeah. We're losing momentum here.
It's juice.
Yeah, you kiss and you're like, what else do I do? Do a bit of fondling of the boobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then...
Well, straight to you get blown that.
Now I've got a finger, I suppose.
Right, amazing. 3 years down the line in my third year of sixth form, brackets, as I decided to change my A-levels in second year, not important. After being with this other girl for 4 years, we broke up.
Oh, no.
I was devastated, heartbroken, and nothing else mattered. Shelley was in a relationship still at the time, so I became a bit of a shagger per se and began the quest of trying to get over this heartbreak by getting into as many females' pants as possible. In short, it did not work.
Oh.
Still pretty torn up, I finished sixth form with some pretty good grades and managed to get into university, so I planned for the upcoming summer to be one big blowout with as many of my peers as I could. Having a wicked summer with all my mates, Shelley included, I was extremely excited for university and I actually started to get over my long-term ex. However, a huge event occurred. We were all out celebrating my friend's birthday in late September and we were all having a brilliant time, beers, dancing and just having a laugh until it came to the end of the night and Shelley, whose house was currently empty due to her parents being on holiday, grabbed me and told me she'd split up with her boyfriend last week and I'm coming back to hers now.
It's a bit... predatory.
Yeah.
But I quite like it.
But guys do like it, don't they?
Yeah, they do like it, yeah.
I didn't know what to do, what to say or what to think. My dick definitely did the thinking at first. And I actually think that it must have hailed down the nearest taxi for us.
Very good.
Very good. Immediately getting into a house, we picked up from a few years ago and began tonguing one another.
You grabbed her by a skull. You grabbed her by a skull.
Grab me by the skull.
I love it when you grab my skull.
No one's ever done it since.
Yeah.
See, in her mind, that's like, that's normal. Because that was like the first guy she got with.
It's yeah.
Like, sure. I love it when they grab my skull. No one does it anymore. It's really weird. No one kisses me like you do. Yeah. Right, hang on. Where are we? Tonguing one another. Practically, tonguing one another. Practically sprinting up the stairs and into the bedroom, we began undressing. We both, however, did not forget to brush our teeth, so unhygienically, we shared her toothbrush and quickly ensured we had no plaque. Fresh breath, barely clothed, and both very intoxicated, we got into bed. The kissing continued and soon developed into fondling. Both of us now, having experience in sexual activities since the last time we exchanged a kiss, knew where this was going.
Good.
But I fucked it. Oh, my boner decided to stay away. And Shelley was embarrassed, so didn't want anything at all. And this all happened in the last fucking weekend before I left for uni. None of our friends know the story, and me and her never, in capital letters, talk about it. Over my time at uni, I never found love.
No.
I certainly found a couple of STIs, Brackets, nothing to brag about.
No, it's not. Strap up is what I'd say. It is, doesn't feel as good.
But you do last longer.
You get the ultra thin ones and you still get the feeling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ultra thin?
Yeah.
And I most definitely found the bottom of many a bottle of alcohol. Wasn't sure where that was going. I spent the 3 years there, a single man, and Shelley, who went to uni the same time as me, immediately got into a long-term relationship. Every holiday, we were home together. We would still go out as really good mates, etc., and nothing would be different. Now, in the present day, both have finished university. Shelley has become single, and I think I love her.
Oh.
I have no idea what to say to her, as she's one of my closest mates.
Oh.
I have no ideas what to do with her, as obviously last time anything happened, I ballsed it up.
You didn't balls it up.
I need the Flames' advice big time.
Yep.
I've been single far too long.
Yep.
Please help me.
No problem. We'll sort you out, pal. First off, the boner thing. Not a problem.
Can happen.
It can happen. Happened to you?
Once. It's all right. We've stopped for a sec.
We've got about 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes.
All right, we'll just go to the other end and be quiet.
Okay. No worries. Sorry. Where would we go?
You were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you with, Matt?
A meeting.
Oh, right.
Okay. Should we stop? We can't.
No. Joe.
Let's do it quietly. All right, okay. So what's. Let's.
Go to me.
Go to me. Sorry about that. We stopped because there's a meeting in the room, and we just started talking about
erectile dysfunction.
And there's erectile dysfunction, and the problem is the meeting with someone outside of Altrincham. So obviously we're gonna have to talk in hush tones.
That's fine. I'm gonna turn you both up.
Okay, cool.
And,
right. So Jim, come in.
Yeah. So can you see us both, frame wise?
Yeah.
Have you had a moment?
Only once.
Really?
Only once. Generally, I've been fine, but I've got a lot of friends who have. Had those moments where it struggled, and it's annoying because you're just staring at it going, come on.
And because it's in your head, it won't.
Yeah. There's not a switch, is there?
Often if you partake in certain chemicals on a night out, your winky won't work.
Yeah.
But like this won't be a problem for you, mate, because thankfully, praise the Lord, you can buy Viagra over the...
right, so was that?
Yeah.
This one?
Because you can buy it over the cutout. You won't have that issue when the next time you're with Shirley.
What I would say...
It will get harder than you can ever imagine. And for a long time.
Really?
And you'll be able to go again.
Really?
It's incredible.
Really? Because, like, that's it. You were kind of, you know, your initial punch was weak. You want to knock, knock her out.
And she will expect nothing from you apart from failure again. So the bar is so low for her, you will knock her socks off.
Yeah, so if you get, because, look, important factors here. One, she does like you.
Absolutely.
She does like you.
Yeah, she's well into you.
Two, the only thing she'll be thinking about in terms of the failed attempt last time is the fact that did she do something wrong? She's not bothered. She's not going to go, oh, I don't want to get with him because he won't go.
And do you think that hopefully it hasn't happened to her with lots of men because then she really will have an issue, but it's definitely happened to her again as well. So it's don't worry, don't get caught up in that. It was before university.
Yeah.
Was it? Before, yeah.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
university.
And actually probably subconsciously, in your mind, you deep down, because you're in love with her, deep down, you did want to do it for a long time. And so it was almost like it's too big an event.
Yeah.
So what I would say was, go be confident, move it forward. Yes, she's one of your closest mates, but if you love her, that means you want to be with her properly.
Yeah.
So that's not something you should be scared of pursuing.
And
when it comes to the moment, think of me and Flav laughing at this right now.
I don't think that.
Wait, let me finish. And just think, it's not that big a deal.
When it comes to the moment,
think of our faces.
Think of us as we're in the room.
What?
Yeah. And then
sort of commentating from the side.
Yeah, when you're when you're on top of it, us just giving you a pat on the back. Going, go on, son.
Go on, son. Get in there.
Go on. Yeah. And like obviously, just think about us there. Just go on, son. Just giving you a pat on the back. Give you a little head a rub.
Yeah. Holding her skull. Holding her skull.
You'll be having a
holding her skull.
You've got her by the skull. But advice in talking how to talk to her is you've already done the groundwork. She likes you. You just need to say to her, look, there's something between us. You know it. let's just see where it goes. Can I take you out for a drink?
Yeah.
Just me and you.
I wouldn't rush it though, because she might be a bit wary if she's just become single. They often, like, girls have this thing in their head that go, right, I need a bit of time, and they like won't want to start something new.
Mm.
So don't panic.
It's
don't
not
rush.
New though. It's especially
yeah.
It's already in place.
Don't push it. But you got this. You got this. It's not a problem. Yeah. And I think that you two are going to be together, and you'll be together as long as you want to be.
Yep,
that's lovely.
Yep. And if you do get married, me and him coming.
That would be so cool, wouldn't it? Imagine that, our first Flames Advice wedding.
We're gonna go, and she'll have to. You have to explain why we're there, and you'll say, well, I've told them everything.
Just going back a little bit, make sure those STIs are cleared up as well.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be.
So when I
you sure?
Got with my missus now.
Yeah,
not about it's not
STIs. Be good.
STIs. I've never had an STI. Been very lucky. I couldn't as well.
Oh.
I just like that. And it was the first because I met her on holiday.
Yeah, at a festival that might have played a part, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you mean? No, it wasn't at a festival and we were together. We didn't sit together for 3 days.
She was that's lovely. How romantic.
She was about an hour from where my villa was, so it was just impossible. And I wasn't going to bang her behind some bins in a festival, so.
I mean, it was an option, so well done for not doing
it. I don't know about it. Maybe I couldn't have done it. I didn't pose. I'll ask her next time. But the, but the first time we actually arranged a meet back in, we met in London. and that was good. Got hold of each other and walking around with a boner most of the day. That's good. But back at hers, about
banging into things.
2 weeks later, 2 weeks later, it didn't work for no real reason.
Because there was a bit of time before it's too big in your head.
Built it up.
Yeah.
But it was fine the next morning. Oh, yeah. Was it fine?
Whoa.
She worked fine.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, even if it doesn't work that evening, see how it goes in the morning.
Because after the best thing, I said this a little more insight as well. If you're going out on a night out, and you're drunk, and if you pull on a one-night stand, or if it's with your missus, hangover sex is pretty good. It's really good. He knows all about that.
I've never had
and
a
also,
hangover.
Actually, think about it.
never had a hangover, so...
As exponents of the 3-to-1 rule, like me and Flav, again, if you can't get it up, keep that moving, you know? make her have a great night. Oh, she won't give a shit.
I think she will. She would.
Yeah, she would.
A little bit, but she'll be much happier.
Yeah, she knows that you're a giving lover, but I can understand why you didn't in that instance, because you're kind of mortified and you wanted to get out of it.
Tackle the awkwardness. Anyway, good luck, mate. Let us know how you get on. If you are new to this podcast, you're probably confused, but we hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, then you're one of us.
If you're new to the podcast and you're still here, then it's fine. But if not, just persevere. Persevere with it. Stick around. It's a good pod. It's a good pod. I enjoy doing this more than anything else, really.
Let us know your thoughts in the comments below on everything. Get on iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review.
Do another one of these?
No.
I've just got another one.
And we'll see you next week.
Hang on.
Please. Hang on. Another one.
Okay, we're done.
Look, there's literally two girls.
Oh, what was the first one?
No. Oh, for God's sake. Poo again.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.